The vote was expected, but so were the challenges from some church members and school faculty. Opponents said the Bush Institute would taint SMU because it's politically biased. They wanted to rescind the lease allowing its construction, arguing rules were violated. But they failed. After many hours of discussion, the vote was 158-118. SMU President Gerald Turner was happy.
Today's action simply, I think, reaffirms the fact that all the processes were followed. We basically acted exactly as we were told would be appropriate, and this reaffirms it.
Church member and institute opponent Tech Sample called the approval a serious transgression that Methodists and SMU would eventually regret. That's because he says church ideology runs counter to Bush policies.
The church and its best documents has always been critical of a laissez-faire capitalism that does not commit to the common good and a justice of the common good. I think that these ideas are in fundamental collision.
Groundbreaking for the Bush Presidential Complex at SMU is expected in 2010. It could be open to the public 2 or 3 years after that. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.